Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And there was a lot of talk about Kevin last week and everything else.
Kind of like being a French fry at a fast food restaurant, man.
Dano?
I just more want to point out how your jaw was completely agicked when he said that.
You get so Jeff, bad. What you see his face? Just, he was like, what?
What do you mean?
That
do you,
look of what do you, the f-
Yeah. Do you end up on the floor? Do you end in a bag? Are you a bonus fry because you fell out of the thing and you're in the bag?
There's no such thing really as a bonus.
Those are the bonus fries.
It's only if you order onion rings. Come on now. No, it's like you're in the fryer, so it's sizzling hot, and then all of a sudden now you're under a heat lamp. I mean, come on. It's hot.
The heat lamps are bad.
Yeah,
they'll wilt in a heartbeat.
I don't know. I don't really cook with heat lamps. As far as you know, what if they were crispy before they got there? The heat lamp keeps them warm. Can't believe this is even a debate.
So what is it?
It's the heat lamp.
They won a game. He's 2-5. Obviously, you're an NFL coach, and you're still 2-5.
So God forbid he goes 3-5, man. People that hate him are going to go crazy.
It's interesting, though. At this point, Kevin's in his sixth year. You wouldn't think that, okay, you're going to learn any big lesson. I think he did after the Pittsburgh game. I think they got rid of the run too quickly against Pittsburgh. Because he said in his postgame comments, you know, well, we weren't running it effectively or something along those lines, so we couldn't do that. So, no, you could do that. That's the thing. You could go run the ball. You just have to stick with it.
Well, that's what we saw yesterday. But, I again, it's out of necessity. Right? It's out of necessity yesterday that he knew he was going to have to go to the run because of the rain. It was coming down in sheets at one
for
point
a while,
before the game.
But not all game.
And by the way, can we give a shout out to the, because this was a shout out Monday, to the grounds crew? I got to tell you, the turf looked amazing yesterday. Like, that's as nice as I've ever seen it look yesterday. And I was, because I think I questioned at one point if they'd put new turf in, because it looked awesome yesterday. But it's what happens when you give it a couple weeks to grow. Can't be anything worse than what Pittsburgh was.
Well, you know how they said they couldn't run the ball against Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And yesterday, you know, we're all happy with the running game because they committed to it. Yesterday, they averaged 3.2 yards per carry. Against the Steelers, 3.8. So they actually ran it better per carry against Pittsburgh than they did against Miami yesterday. But we were happy because they ran it 33 times.
They were also eating more clock. They were
exactly.
You know, it's an easier game for the offensive linemen.
Without question. You're absolutely right about all that, Andy. But, you know, bottom line is, per carry, you didn't do as well yesterday as you did against Pittsburgh when you decided not to run the ball.
You and your analytics.
Well, no, I'm not saying that that's any huge conclusion, but to say you couldn't run the ball against Pittsburgh really isn't true.
I mean,
chose not to run the ball.
I could go
Pittsburgh.
Butch Davis on you here, too, and say if you take away 46 of the yards from Quinshon Judkins, 84.
Yeah, then you averaged about 1.7 yards per carry yesterday.
So, but
that's what happens when you run the ball. If you commit to the run and you have a talented runner like Quinshon, you might bust one. And that's what happened. But oddly enough, they actually had a better per carry average by over a half a yard.
And when your defense is handing you the ball in the red zone and you're able to go in there and score, you're not going to get the yards that you wanted either. So,
well, but, you know.
Be nice if they could hand the ball in the red zone. I really felt like the defense yesterday said enough is enough. We're taking over now, boys. We thought we did our part before. Now we're going to do even more. It was great to see the three interceptions. Finally, yesterday, it was like they broke through a wall. Oh, man. It took forever to get to that yesterday. And then all of a sudden, you're like, yes, yes. And then you come back second half. You're like, wow, man, this is great.
Well, when your defense can put enough pressure on the opposing offense, it leads to turnovers.
Now, they were a mess.
Yep. Coach Berger is in Cleveland. Hello, Coach.
Coach.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
Oh, man, I'm excited. Hold on, let me get my thing. I'm excited. I don't care if we beat ITT Tech or Tri-C. I'm just happy that we won, finally. Dan Minigan, you are the LeBron James of this show.
Everybody else. Oh, my God.
I renewable.
Wow.
Yeah. Your check's in the mail, Coach.
No, I love you guys. I love you guys.
No, apparently
guys
you don't.
No, apparently you have
something. You are an E in Berger when I make the checkout.
Yeah, apparently you're related to him somehow.
Dig that. Hey, I'm telling you this. Dylan Gabriel is Kevin Stefanski as a quarterback. He's going to do just enough to keep his job. He's going to do just enough to say that there's no reason that we can get rid of him, you know. So, and that's what we are stuck with. You can look at him do his press conferences, the way he plays the game. He's not going to go above and beyond. He's going to stay within himself. He's going to stay even keel. And okay, that's cool. But we need a dart thrower. We need somebody that's going to, you know, get this thing chugging along, and so we can take this pressure off this defense so they can actually play free and play aggressive and strong. And I love everything that we got going as far as building the Browns. Hey, they should bring that show back again. But I love everything about that. But it's just I need more out of our quarterback. I just need him to just give me more so you can just take your reins. And that's all I got.
All right, shout out to the Triceratops, right,
Coach
man?
Berger.
Shout out to the Triceratops on the shout out Victory Monday.
Ira, do you agree with what he said?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of somebody else that would be
equal. I wouldn't trade either of you. Don't worry.
That's all right. I don't know.
Luke, and I have no power whatsoever.
I'm trying to think of somebody else.
I'm pretty sure the janitorial staff has more power than I do.
Ira was a nice guy.
I was a great guy. Yeah, I liked him.
So that's Paul Silas. I'm just trying to think.
The greatest stories of all time.
I was going to say, that's a Basket of Phelps After Dark story.
We cannot tell the story. I'm glad you guys.
When they let us do this show at about 11 o'clock at night, you'll hear that story.
I couldn't even look at Jeff when I cracked the joke that I knew he wouldn't be able to laugh at. No one else can either because they don't get it. So, sorry. Nope. Inside jokes on radio are really bad.
That's really bad. It is really bad.
But at least you explained it.
I agree with Coach, though.
Yeah.
In this regard.
That you're Ira Newbel?
I want to see the guy bust out. I want to see if he can bust out. Or, you know, is Kevin trying to bring him along to help maximize his opportunities to succeed and it's weird because, you know, the guy threw 52 times against Pittsburgh, dropped back 58 times, but it seems like they're not, either he's incapable of it at this point of his career, or they're calling a game that does not allow him to, like, rip it.
I don't know. We're not going to know.
No, we're not.
They're in a position where they think they can get back in the game, and they're going to have to. So let's just say they're down 13, and you're midway through the third.
And you've got to go.
And you've got to go. They haven't really. Mm-mm. I mean, they could have been there against Pittsburgh, but they just kind of chose not to. They took the slow train in that game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Head still spinning from that one.
Slow train while dropping back 58 times. It was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We should dwell on yesterday rather than a week ago, shouldn't we?
We should. I'm trying to think of other comparable Cavaliers for you. Chris Dudley, but he was way smarter than you.
Oh, I'd love to be, yeah. 6'10", a degree from Yale. Thanks.
Yeah, but you were better than him at free throws.
Yeah, I was.
There's no question you were.
But that's all right. Everybody has a weakness.
Well, that's
Chris's
true.
Was free throws and Kryptonite. Getting elected, apparently.
No, that's true, too. I forgot he ran for office.
Yeah. Wanted to be a senator, didn't he?
Yep. I believe he's smart enough. There's no question about that.
Absolutely. I'm curious to see when it is, how it is. I think your scenario is correct, Andy. We're not going to see what Dylan can really do until game script says, boy, we got
to
go.
Have to go.
Yep. Got to get it going now.
I'm also interested to see what wide receiver might be able to step up for him.
Are you? Well.
Who's going to get separation?
Keep your fingers
crossed.
The thing
is, I saw separation yesterday. I mean, I could see it, but I'm sitting up high. He's not, you know, so.
Well, if you can see it in the press box and he can't see it on the field, that's a problem.
I don't know, Jeff. You got guys standing directly in front of you. I had no one in front of me.
Yeah, so. I know. That said, I'm not complaining here. I am curious to see what Dylan Sampson can do. And
he had his opportunity at the beginning of the season.
Well, he had one game and he produced. He did.
I think what
he had three carries yesterday and one reception on one target. So. They gave him the ball basically four times.
Kevin needs a game for Sampson where it's Judkins 17 carries, Sampson 7-10.
Let me be a bad guy.
Sure.
I'm assuming if they thought that Dylan could really contribute and help them, that he'd be getting the ball more.
Well, not if you're – no, because,
no?
They invested a ton. Well, they invested – I don't know.
They've invested more into Judkins. Quinchon,
yeah.
Sure.
So, that's kind of, you talk about this all the time. He was a third-round pick. He was a fifth-round pick. Well, look at these two guys. Look at the separation there. So, I mean, it's not major, but it's just, it's enough to say we're giving Judkins the opportunity. And, man, he rewarded them yesterday with three touchdowns.
I'm not arguing about that. I'm glad he got the ball, that Quinchon was given the football. And I think he's a terrific running back. He looks like the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to see if this offense could become a little more dynamic by including a guy with Dylan Sampson's skill set.
He
really hasn't been included since Quinchon's.
Yeah, I know we're talking about running back, but they need to be able to throw the ball to someone other than Fannin and then Njoku when he's healthy. Somebody's got to step out of that wide receiver room that can help this team. I mean, we want it to be Jerry Jeudy. I don't know. You were excited about Malachi Corley?
Again... They threw him two passes yesterday.
I'm like, activate Luke Floria. That's what I keep saying. But.
We'll see. I wonder if this team is worth an investment at the trade deadline. And I'll say it for this reason. I'll say yes, if and only if this. If by chance there's some young guy, keyword is young guy, on another team that you maybe didn't get in the draft, that you wanted in the draft, or you think... has just started to scratch the surface of what he might be able to do, and you could pick that guy up for a later round draft choice, then I would, that'd be okay to add to this team because you need to add pieces, not for this year, but for this year and beyond. So that wouldn't stun me if they find somebody like that.
Jeff, I mean,
clearly, Andy, I think they need to do something and see if you, like Isaiah Bond, Malachi Corley, thrash.
Do you want, I can do it when we come back if you want to. I can tell you a way that you can flip the whole season around in the next week.
Well, Andy Baskin with the solution to everything.
It's not the solution. It's just the way you have to look. There's a way to look at things, and if you want to look at this
Jot that down so you don't forget what it is.
I already know.
And we'll talk about it next on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.